Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. 888-283-7272. I talk about diabetes a lot. Why? Because it's probably one of the biggest issues that we see really in healthcare right now. It's one of the top health challenges that we're facing. Well, they're saying that diabetes now is possibly linked to the risk of Alzheimer's, which is interesting. So they're saying people with diabetes are twice as likely to develop memory problems such as dementia and Alzheimer's as they age. So the risk also appeared to be heightened among people with pre-diabetes, people who are on the verge of developing diabetes. And they're saying exactly how diabetes and dementia are linked is not fully understood. But the new findings add to a growing evidence that what is good for our hearts may also be good for our brains. The study was published in Neurology, but the study was 1,000 people, 60 and older, were given glucose tolerance tests to see if they had diabetes or prediabetes. The researchers in Japan, they did a following study toward dementia and Alzheimer's, and they're saying that 41 out of 150 people with diabetes developed dementia, by in contrast, 115 of the 559 or 560 people without diabetes developed dementia. So there's an increased risk of dementia with people in those cases with prediabetes. And so what do you do? I mean, at the end of the day, okay, there's a bunch of statistics and all the numbers, but what do you do? Well, just realize this, that when you start controlling blood sugar-related issues, when you start focusing on getting the body functioning at its peak level, you're going to avoid most of the health challenges that we face. Because so much in the body, here's the newsflash for you, so much is linked already. And we know it's linked. Like, for example, when you gain an extra 20 pounds, you're setting yourself up for high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, and the potential of arthritis and depression. Just for that alone, just gaining 20 pounds. You're setting yourself up for that. You're saying, okay, you know, I'm okay with this, if you keep the weight on. But see, the great thing is that most people will gain the weight and they'll just let it sit there. But if you gain the weight and then you lose it because you've made choices and decisions to reverse the hands of time and go back the other way, that's where the real victory comes. And see, no one else can do that for you. Now, TV and the sedentary lifestyle, all of that is conducive, potentially, to actually, you know, getting overweight or even heading toward obesity, but no one else can make those decisions to change but you, and I hope you change, because we need you. We need you to be healthy. We need you to be functional at your highest level for your kids, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones. We need you to be healthy, and you can. You don't have to be stuck where you are. You really don't. And it's incredible. Once you realize that you can take responsibility for your health and your life, everything changes. Then you don't feel stuck where you are, and you feel like you can go to the next level. 888-283-7272. The lines are open. If you want to give me a call, we can talk about it. And also, so many of you are struggling with health challenges, and just realize that we have our preferred wellness providers in different locations throughout the U.S. where our radio show is, and they're great, great specialists that can help take care of you regardless of what your health challenge is. And kind of take you to the next level, nutrition and lifestyle-based care. And you can go online, getwellradio.com, find out more about that. Our preferred wellness provider is a great network of folks that we trust to take good care of you. Let's go to Steve now. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm living well. What's up?
Well, I got a little problem I want to talk to you about.
Okay, let's talk.
Let me give you a little background here.
All right.
I'm 62. I'll be retiring in two weeks. I don't smoke. I am a diabetic. I've been overweight for years. I've been very athletic through the years, and the weight's never been a problem. But I'm sure at my age with the weight, I'm planning on reducing that as soon as I get retired here. But I came up about 6 months ago with I've never missed a day of work in my life through 2010. At the last part of 2010, I got bleeding edema. My legs swelled.
Okay.
Sharp pains. Now, I got that cured with the wound specialist.
Right.
I've had little, I don't know how to explain it, pains in there. I don't know if that's from neuropathy or what, but I've had little, you know, just like little stickers in there all the time. And my skin, from my ankles about halfway up my leg, halfway to my knee, is a red color, a pretty bright red color. I wear support hose almost every day. I don't have any more swelling. I take two things that are supposed to help me there. One is called Diazone. It's got hesperidin and diosmin in it.
Okay.
And then I take a product called Leg Vein Essentials. I think it's got horse chestnut and a couple other things in it.
Mm-hmm.
From what I'm reading, you know, past history and everything, those things are pretty good about helping your blood vessels down there and so forth.
So,
I've got the pain and the redness there I'd like to get rid of.
All right. And so your doctors feel like they've done everything they can, right?
Right.
All right. And so here's the deal. The product you're taking that's got the herbal formulas in it, it sounds like it would be fairly decent. But let's talk for just a minute about what you're doing every single day as far as your overall plan. Like, talk to me what you eat every single day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Talk to me about exercise. Talk to me a little bit about that sort of thing. Just your overall, how you take care of yourself.
Well, I haven't done a good job of that. I don't eat a very controlled diet, period. I'll have a steak or sausage biscuit for breakfast. I'll have who knows what for lunch. And for dinner, I'll eat spaghetti with the family, or we'll cook hamburgers out or something like that.
Okay. Well, it's time. It's time to make some changes. It really is. You know, you're in a place right now. You're in a good spot, all right? You're still young, believe it or not. And you still got a lot of living left to do. I think you'd agree with me on that. And so you don't want to be stuck, you know, based on your body kind of breaking down and little things just kind of happening. And you've gotten some things taken care of with the legs, and that's good. But I think that when you clear up things on the inside, meaning your gut, and you get the gut healthy, good bacteria, quality foods, organic foods, getting rid of a lot of the toxins from the body, that's where you'll see a lot of difference, and that's always a real important piece of the puzzle. So rutin, R-U-T-I-N, is really good for what you're talking about, especially within the legs. And also making sure that you get plenty of omega-3 fatty acids is always a key, too. Exercise, if you haven't really begun on that, believe it or not, something simple as a mini trampoline can be very helpful. A lot of times we talk about that for blood pressure-related issues, but it can be very beneficial in helping pump the lymphatic system, which can be helpful in the extremity condition like you're talking about. And even within the little pins and needles that you're talking about, the little sticks and the little prickles that you're feeling, vitamin B6 can be very helpful, too. You might want to do some research on that, check in a health food store. But just giving the right nutrition to the body and doing the best you can there is going to be extreme help. And getting your lifestyle choices back in line, clearing out gluten from the gut, too, is always important.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out online. Apples and pears might reduce the risk of stroke. Interesting. All the nutritionists now are advising eating fruit with bright colors. But Dutch researchers say that fruit and vegetables with white flesh may do more to reduce the stroke risk. So lead author Linda Gripe, who's a postdoctoral fellow in human nutrition at the University in the Netherlands, and their colleagues tracked about 20,000 adults with the average age of 41, and there were no cardiovascular disease at all at the onset of the study. Now, during the 10-year study, 200 strokes were documented. Participants were asked to complete about 178-item food frequency questionnaire. The study published in Stroke, which is the Journal of the American Heart Association, found the risk of stroke incidence was 52% lower for those who consumed white fruits and vegetables compared to people with low intake of those. So your apples and your pears might be one of the greatest tools in your arsenal when you're looking at prevention of stroke risk and any type of cardiovascular condition that could be associated with it. And really, I mean, food is our best medicine. Think about it. Talk about it all the time. But foods contain powerful ingredients that can radically change our health if we know which ones we're eating and why we're eating those. And that's why I talk about food so much here on the show, is because it's kind of our first line therapy, if you will, rather than waiting till the end when our body's already broken down and then we do everything we can to correct it or get in there and fix it, as we say in the South. It is important that you make sure that you stay on top of it, that you're eating the right kind of foods on a daily basis to make sure you're getting everything you need for your health and really to empower your health, to get it to the best peak level that you can. So many people struggle with that, but I think that it's one of the greatest things we can do is to change the way you eat. Change the way you eat, you will change the way you live. Powerful stuff. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hey, doctor. How are you today?
Living well, sir. What's up?
I'll just make this brief. In 2003, I had to have my colon resected, and I had to live with a colostomy bag for 3 months until they put me back together.
Right.
On Memorial Day of this year, I fell off a roof with a load of a pallet of shingles on my arm, over my left arm. So about 14 feet, and every bit of the landed on my foot, and it broke it from my middle toe, my left foot, all the way to my ankle.
Wow.
Now I've been diagnosed with lymphoma. My platelet count is, they can't even count it. And I'm just wondering if there's something nutritional. I'm still on crutches. I'm still in a brace. It's been 4 months. It's never taken this long to come back from something. You know?
Well, your body's having a harder time healing now.
Yeah.
And because it's fighting, you know, it's fighting the lymphoma. I mean, that's a whole different animal.
Yeah, I know, but are they connected?
Well, it's the healing time, the platelets being at that high level
low.
Can't be affected.
Very low.
I mean, at the low level, rather,
yeah.
Can be definitely a factor in that. But I'll tell you this. When your doctors are working with you right now and they're coming up with a game plan for you, have they really listed out a good game plan, or is it just kind of wait and see?
I took my blood last Thursday, I guess on the 14th or whatever it was, and the lab results are back, but nobody's contacted me yet. So okay. I don't know. I just don't know what to do. I'm 45 years old. I've been healthy all my life, and I've had a lot of accidents, you know, because I'm a risk taker and a daredevil and stuff like that. But I've broken just about every bone in my body. But, you know, this has just been, I mean, I'm tired of walking on crutches for 4 months. And they said that the pieces in my foot were too small for them to pin back together.
Right.
I don't know if they'll come together or not. I don't know if they'll ever be right or not. I always have a limp. And then this whole lymphoma thing is scaring me to death.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
Scaring me to death. I mean, I'm just curious if you got any kind of idea about, you know, what to eat. In the summertime, I eat really healthy. I grow a garden. Even with this broken foot, I still grew tomatoes and okra and corn and cucumbers and beans and you know, stuff like that. And I eat really healthy in the summertime, mostly fruits and vegetables. But in the winter, it's basically meat and potatoes.
Yeah. Here's the deal. Oh, I understand. Here's the deal. Okay, now is the time that you have to focus. And I mean, there is no seasonal eating, seasonal living. Everything has to be calculated now. All right, this is you're in the big leagues now with this, and this is no joke. So remember that your body. Let me just give you kind of a quick synopsis of what's happening right here. When your platelets drop like that, there are some challenges within the body. The healing process of the body is not as good, okay, overall. And so that's one of the challenges. The other is that your body is, you know, it's making abnormal cells, basically, at some level. And vitamin D, we know, plays a huge, tremendous role in these types of conditions. And so you might want, when you go to your physician, I would talk to them and I would make sure they do your vitamin D test and make sure that the levels are on the high end of the normal range. Talk with your doctor about that. It's extremely important. From a natural perspective, a lot of the dark leafy greens, spinach, kale, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, a lot of those vegetables are extremely important. They have a lot of anti-cancer type activities in the body. The one thing I don't want you to do is be discouraged, scared, because there's always hope. There is. Cauliflower, cabbage, those foods have a thing called indole-3-carbinol. A lot of good research on that, too. And when you're dealing with lymphoma, it can be scary, I know, but at the same time, the body's pretty resilient. And depending on the treatment they decide to go with for you, that's going to really decide, you know, kind of the outcome. So I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to go into this break, and we're going to come out and want to talk to you a little bit about the different treatment options, what they've talked to you about, and then some things from the natural side that we can go into, and I'll give you some things you can go research so you can do some good studying on your own, okay? So hang tight. We'll be right back.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boost libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We're talking with Brian going into the break, talking about lymphoma. Also, he's having an inability for his foot to heal. Broke his foot, actually, and it's still going on crutches. It's been about 4 months, and got a real low platelet count, which is typical with lymphoma. And let's talk about it for a second, Brian. So you haven't really started anything. I guess the doctors haven't discussed a lot of treatment options with you yet either, right?
No, sir. I went to an oncologist, surgical oncologist, and he referred me to another oncologist, and they both took blood. My results came back today, but they couldn't discuss them with me on the telephone, and I was not able to get to the hospital to pick them up.
Yeah.
But, you know, even though they know my voice, they, you know, it's whatever, HIPAA, you know, go ahead, whatever.
Yeah, they have to, yes, they're going to go over that with you in the office. So,
yeah.
Do you have any other conditions that you've been diagnosed with outside of the lymphoma?
Just bruising, bleeding. Lymph nodes in my, I had a golf ball size, almost looked like a tumor on my calf, that was there for 2 days and just went away. But then I started getting them up in my chest and in my groin, and it's just, it's just really strange. I was wondering, you said spinach, cauliflower, broccoli, Is that, are you talking about eating that raw or steamed?
Raw and steamed, when it comes to vegetables like that, are always going to be the best. And cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, spinach, kale. Those are all very good, and they've got a lot of good research behind them and how they're beneficial. I mean, you know, depending on what level you're dealing with in lymphoma, and they're going to be able to tell you that based on the testing that they're doing.
They said it was 58,000.
Okay.
High end or your normal end is supposed to be like 110.
Yeah,
I'm not positive.
No, it's okay. The reality is that when they check it, And they start comparing, I'm sure if they both did blood work and they're both looking, you're going to be looking at a lot of different variables.
Right.
And, you know, as they're looking into that, you want to make sure that you don't, the biggest thing is don't freak out. And I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying I know it's concerning. I know you're, it's hard not to be worried when you get a diagnosis like that. But the big thing for you right now is to keep your head solid and start making some really, really good choices for your overall health. And I know you're kind of like, man, I'll do whatever. And that's good. That's where you need to be. But making sure that you come up with a good lifestyle plan is a key. Now, indole-free carbinol, which is found in those vegetables, you can look into that, and I think you should look into that. Broccoli seed extract has some really good research behind it, and those are more supplements you can look into and read about. Vitamin D is a big one, though. And all the research with lymphoma, they're saying that vitamin D is probably one of the key links from more of a nutritional perspective or natural perspective they found that have been beneficial. And so whenever you go, if they didn't check your vitamin D levels, you might want to ask them if they would. I think that's definitely a smart way to go, just because when you're looking at everything that goes along with lymphoma, whatever level they're looking at, that's going to be a key, is to make sure your vitamin D levels are where they need to be. And vitamin D3 is actually the supplement that you would look into. But they'll advise you on that. And I just, the big thing is know that you got to make some major changes. Lifestyle completely. I mean, eating is going to change. Exercise is going to change. Everything you do. If you've got any habits like smoking or drinking, all that has to stop. I mean, don't even play around with any of it. Even though you're eating well, vegetables and all that, that's going to be year-round. And I'd be careful with a lot of the animal protein so much. If it's hormone-free, antibiotic-free, then it's probably going to be okay. But you want to get some good, solid advice and guidance along that. Now, my book, Empowering Your Health, it is a pretty good piece for you that will give you a good foundation, no doubt. But you're going to have to create a team around you right now that can cover you from different specialties. You're going to have to have somebody that really knows their stuff in nutrition. Don't bank on the oncologist knowing what they, you know, being able to guide you a lot in nutrition. They don't know it. I worked with some of the top oncologists there are, and they don't know nutrition that well. So they spend all their time studying about cancer and the medical side of it and not really more the nutritional side. No fault of theirs. It's just there's only so much time in the day. So, and that's why they're good at what they do. So just have a good, solid team around you that can guide you. So you know what you're into, and you also have a good solid game plan to battle with it. And I just want you to know that, you know, the body's pretty resilient, it's pretty strong. So the mind is probably the toughest one to beat. And you know, the negative mindset, the worry, all of that, that has to be really kept in check so you can function at the highest level you can. Look into things like omega-3 fats, like cod liver oil. Look into antioxidants. Simple things like vitamin C, vitamin E. Those are great, great just basics that you can look into. Easiac T, phenomenal for the lymphatic system and keeping it healthy. Easiac T, you can look, I mean, most health food stores carry that. Look it up online. Just great, great information with that. And there's also some different protocols out there just as far as just keeping the immune system strong. And so you might want to do some research on that as well. Great books out there, too. One of the top books, really, when it comes to the immune system. I like a lot of the different dietary books out there. But even some of the thyroid books, believe it or not, can lead to some help within the endocrine system. Rhoda Barnes wrote a lot on thyroid, but wrote some on the immune system as well. You might want to check into that as well. So, I mean, a lot of good information out there. Just educate yourself. That's the key. So that you can be, you don't want to just do what just one person tells you. You want to get a team of people around you and educate yourself so you know exactly how things are working in the body. so you're not just dependent, that you really understand how the body's working. Because now is the time to do that, and now is the time to go to the next level with your health, okay? And we're here for you. I'll help any way you can. If you've got questions, you want to bounce ideas off of me, no problem. If you want to send me an email, we'll be glad to help you any way we can. But I just want to see you thrive and definitely not be worried in the middle of it all. And talk to them about the healing of the foot. There's a lot of things. Vitamin D plays a role in that too. And so that might be a great help as well. All right. Thanks for the call. Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Let's go to Bruce now. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hey, Doc. How you doing?
I'm living well. What's up?
Good. I've been listening to you for quite a while, and I've been taking a lot of supplements, and like a lot of garlic, vitamin C. I have a fatty liver. I lost 30% because when I was growing up, I had hepatitis with jaundice twice in a matter of 3 months. So it really kind of kicked my liver in. But it's doing okay now. But my big question was, I've been, for the last years and years, I've been taking omega fish oil in tablets. And I've been hearing you talking about always take it without the tablets. So what should I do?
I mean, are you asking me, should you drop the gel caps and just go with the oil?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt.
Now, what consists of, you know, the oils? What oils?
Well, cod liver oil, I think, is one of the best, or a good DHA fish oil is always a good way to go. So, I mean, those two, you can pick either one. I like cod liver oil because it has vitamin A and vitamin D, along with the highly absorbable omega-3s. Now, I'm not saying every company is like that, okay? Just many of the lower-end ways that they process those supplements, it can turn out like that, okay? But I'm still a fan, at the end of the day, of the oil over the gel caps because it takes... But it's about the quality more than anything. You know, making sure that you don't get the rancid trans fats that they can turn into once they're heated into the gel cap. So that's my big beef with it. So, I mean, if you're going to go with something, I'd go with the oil all day long. Cod liver oil is my favorite one of choice. I hope that helps. Any other question on that?
No, that's exactly what I needed to know.
Okay, yeah. It's the best way to go because you're going to get vitamin A and vitamin D along with that. And
I do D. Yeah,
okay.
I kind of got to watch out for my liver. I take milk thistle.
Yeah, it's good, and that's something that's very important to do. And you know, I don't know what your doctor has to say about this, but you might want to talk to him about the partial day fasting. Partial day fasting is really good when you have anything going on with the liver. It allows and can help stimulate that phase one, phase two liver detoxification process that kicks in, and that's a big key. And partial day fast is where you'll eat dinner, and you don't have to be real militant about it, but you'll eat dinner maybe in the evening, say 7 or 8 o'clock, and then you don't eat again until the next evening dinner. So you're sleeping about 8 of those hours, and then you would really not take any supplements during the day, but you would do more like chicken broth, beef broth, vegetable juices and whatnot to keep some electrolytes and some nutrients coming in, but very light so your digestive tract can really kind of go. It's really good for everything and just good general overall health. That partial day fast can come in and play a real key role and make things beneficial. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? Well, it means that if you lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well. So the reality is, are you willing to make the changes in your health and in your life? Because if you are, then you'll see a significant change in your quality of life. Your health is your greatest wealth, and no one can take responsibility for your health but you. Check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. You can also give me a call right now, 888-283-7272, to go from where you are to where you need to be with your health. Because remember, no one can take responsibility but you. And regardless of your health challenge, there's always hope for better health.
Hey.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-416. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, depression, anxiety, blah, 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 blah. List goes on and on and on. Yeah, you know, that's what we're here for. Talk about your health. Talk about your life. Why? Because your health is the most important thing there is. You lose your health, you lose it all. You can't be here, number one, with all the energy levels that you need to be the grandparent or the parent or the grandson or the granddaughter or, you know, to do what all you need to do for work, for your loved ones, for all those that are around you that need you to be healthy. So we got to take care of our health and some good common sense principles to kind of go from where we are to where we need to be. That's what we want to help you do on this show. We're going to go to Jeff now. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Living well, sir. What's going on?
I wanted to talk about cramping, but since you were just talking about fasting, could I ask quickly
sure.
if a straight water fast is better than the soup and fruit juices if you can do the straight water?
Yeah, straight water is great. As long as you don't have a blood sugar-related condition of any kind, you know, you can do that. I mean, chicken broth, beef broth, they're just there for electrolytes and whatnot. No, water's fine. You can handle the water and just go through that. Yeah, that's no. Typically, that's not a big deal. A big deal. It's actually good. Go with distilled water. It's the best one to use.
Okay. What is a good electrolyte replacement like when you're working out? Or working in the heat.
For exercise itself, water is fine. But if you're if you're working out in the heat and all that, I mean, some of the electrolytes. I like the chicken broth, beef broth, because you're getting high levels of sodium. Doesn't taste like Gatorade, but you're getting good benefits from it. You know, it may not be the one thing that you're craving, but from a health perspective, it's actually very, very good. As far as drinking in there, being in the heat and all, another good thing is you could take fruit like lemons or limes, squeeze those in water, and that will give you some natural electrolytes actually that are really good and, of course, taste good, and that would probably quench thirst as well too. Oranges can do the same thing. Of course, I'm not a big fan of orange juice, but I'm talking about lightly, you know, just squeezing the actual fruit itself into some water. It'll give you some nice natural electrolytes that can be very helpful.
Well, grapes work as well.
Say that again.
Grapes.
Grapes are, they're okay. They're a little bit higher on the glycemic index than what I like. And so I'm just not, grapes wouldn't be my first choice. You're going to get more electrolytes out of the lemons and the limes. They're just actually a better fit for that sort of thing. And for any type of cramping or any type of situation, magnesium, all your main ions, okay, like potassium, magnesium, calcium, those are all big players. And really vitamin D is always kind of a precursor for that. So if you're concerned about electrolytes, if you're concerned about working in the heat and your body really not responding well, getting any type of situation like that, I would first look at blood work. I mean, have you had blood work done recently?
I have not.
How long has it been?
Oh, geez, probably 4 years.
Yeah, that's a long time, my friend. We've got to go every 6 months. It's kind of my mantra. I think that it's important every 6 months to get your blood work done and get it checked just to see kind of where you are. It's a good gauge of where your body is. And see, our blood changes every 90 to 120 days. So every 3 to 4 months, our old cells are dying off and new cells are forming, and so much can happen within the body in that period of time. And that's why it's important to make sure you get the right kind of blood work done. Nutritional analysis looked at all the different areas of your blood so that nothing begins to fall through the cracks and that you get a good range of what's happening within your blood. Because 4 years, a long time. A lot can happen, as they say, in 4 years. So I encourage you to get some of that done, and your physician can easily go in and check and make sure all your baselines are good. And then I would have them check some extra tests looking more for nutritional deficiencies, and you might want to just mention that to them, and they can take a peek at that and get you where you need to be. But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of the issues with electrolytes, making sure that you get everything your body needs, that potassium and magnesium are big. And I'll tell you, magnesium is one of the biggest ones. We don't really get it in our food supply much because it's not in the soil like it used to be. That used to be one of the biggest keys in our soil, and we just don't see magnesium that much anymore, even if you eat organic. Just because even the soil in America, for the most part, depends on what the person's done that's grown it, but it is very difficult to get high levels of magnesium, even in all the nuts and the seeds and whatnot, where it's normally occurring, very difficult. So a lot of people get cramping. A lot of people get muscular cramping through the night, and they think it's restless leg, or they think they've got all these issues, and a lot of times they're just not getting the nutrients and the minerals that they need. So, have you made any major changes to your diet recently?
Hours. Hello?
I said, have you made any major changes to your diet recently?
I'm sorry, no. I was just working like 8 or 10 hours straight in the heat and humidity, and probably drank about a gallon of water, and I was fine as long as I was working, and then I got inside, and about an hour or two after I relaxed, my fingers started straightening and drawing up, and my biceps and forearms and biceps pulled.
And they started just pulling in. Yeah, I mean, that's mineral, definitely electrolytes, but it's mostly your minerals. So, I mean, just kind of go into some of the things we just talked about as far as the potassium, magnesium, and also the calcium, and get your vitamin D levels checked. Make sure they are where they need to be. I think it's smart that you're drinking all that water. You might want to add the lemons and the limes to it. I think it'd be very helpful, especially throughout the day. You'd be amazed at how something simple as that can make such a big impact. Okay, thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'm late there, producer Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.